Well, that was Seth Lakeman's King and Country, and the man himself is with us, plus Emily and Beth Key. Welcome all to Radio Plymouth. Now, Seth, you and I have spoken many times, but never in these premises. It's always been in a tent on the hoe or down the phone, so it's really nice to have you here.
Oh, thanks. No, it's good to be here. Thanks for inviting us in. Yeah, well,
that's our pleasure. And the reason I played King and Country was because you recently sang that on Armistice Day, is that right?
I did on Armistice Day for the Royal British Legion. Mm. They had a concert which they were putting together at the Trafalgar Square, so right at the base of Nelson's Column there. So there's a stage set up looking at the National Portrait Gallery, and yeah, it was a real honour to be asked to do that. A few other people played as well, some readings, but quite a special moment actually being there for the 2 minute silence. Mm. And looking out at all these faces. It was actually quite eerie to be there in London.
Yeah.
And everything stops.
Yeah.
All the lights go red and taxi drivers are getting out of their cabs and banging their heads. It was quite a moment, you know, because in London you don't really get moments like that, which are just still and silent.
No.
It was eerie, yeah.
Yeah. And Emily and Beth, you're going to sing in a moment with Seth.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
We have another singer in the corner who's off microphone. And your name is?
Louise.
So I'm sorry, Louise, you're not actually on the
yeah.
mic. So what's it been like touring with Seth?
Well, I mean, we haven't actually started the tour yet. The tour starts next Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
But we're actually part of a trio. Our other member, Meg, who's our cousin, she couldn't make it today. So usually Meg will be singing with us, but we've got Mum in.
Mother. Yeah.
Who are you? Who's
right. We got her in last
now,
year.
Now I've got it. Okay.
A bit confusing.
And we're building up to this tour, which is going to include Saturday the 19th of December at the Plymouth Pavilions. Now, Seth, what's that like to play in a venue like that? Because it's quite cavernous, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. I think the significance for me is playing in Plymouth.
Yeah.
I don't really get to do it enough. and so coming back and playing concerts so close to Christmas with these fabulous girls here, you know, wonderful voices. And my sister-in-law, Cara Dillon, is going to come down with my brother and her fabulous band to perform as well. And I just think, you know, a lot of the songs that I write and have written over the past decade are about people from Plymouth and around the area of the West Country.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hugely significant for me to play and anywhere in Plymouth, really. But the Pavilions is superb. I mean, last time I did it with the BBC Concert Orchestra, and that was quite something, I have to say, playing with a, you know, 70-piece orchestra like that. It was epic. But this will be lovely to play in your own, you know, in your own space with a band and with lovely musicians like the girls here. So it's going to be, I think, it's quite a magical evening, yeah.
I'm sure it will be. Tickets from the Pavilions, just plymouthpavilions.com. Or their number, which I'll give you at the end of all of this. Now, you've got a new album to record next year, is that right?
Well, this is the reason I brought these lovely girls in. We've spent about a year writing material for this new record. So myself and Wildwood Kin are going to be recording with a man called Ethan Johns in March the 3rd. So quite Americana style record, voices and mostly the viola, I guess. So a different sort of sound, but it's coming together really well. Yeah, I mean, we're quite excited about it. Yeah, it's a departure from what I've done. So not necessarily any stories about people necessarily or the place, the West Country. It's more about the sound that we're creating vocally. I think that's kind of where it's directed.
Because I spoke to you a year or two ago when you just finished recording an album in a very unusual place, if I remember rightly. Was it a forge or a brewery or something?
All sorts of places. Yeah, no, I've
recorded. You do like these different places.
I do
places,
like that.
Don't you?
Yeah. That was actually. That was the sort of artisan-inspired record called Tales from the Barrel House, which was recorded in the cooperage in Morwellham Quay.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, so I spent the whole summer down there, even went into the mine shaft to record a song about, you know, the harsh conditions that miners were working in. But I was trying to, you know, make subject fit with the sound, so... I mean, it's quite a challenging listen. I listened to that actually only about a few months ago, but it sounds great.
Yeah,
it's an amazing sound.
Very atmospheric.
You feel like you're transported there. It's
yeah, yeah. And in a minute, you're going to sing and play violin. Now they've been running a storyline in Coronation Street with a child learning to play, and it is pretty horrible to listen to. Did you pick up the violin and just get
play
to
it for you?
Yeah. No, but seriously, I mean, how quickly did you pick it? It's a hard instrument to play, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually quite tough. My little daughter is trying to play play right now, two in a bit, but yeah.
So you and Ken Barlow have something in common?
Yeah, I think
then.
We do. It's definitely a bit of a struggle. Once you get past it though, and you can start, you know, getting some sort of sound that's decent out of it, I think, you know, you feel like you crossed a hurdle there.
Yeah.
But getting to that point is difficult because you come to piano keys or a guitar and you can get a decent note immediately.
Mm.
But with a violin, it actually takes you years just to get one note.
Yeah.
And I get that wrong sometimes.
Oh, well. Now, Emily and Beth, of course, being sisters, there's a natural kind of harmony there, isn't there? Have you always sung?
Yeah, we've always sung together. Our family are all sort of... they're very musical, and all the females in our family really can harmonise naturally. It's one of those weird things. So so we've always sung together, but we've only been sort of performing and calling ourselves a band for the past 2 years. So.
Well, you're making quite a name for yourself. I know that. Are you looking? You'll obviously be looking forward to touring with Seth.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
At what point do you sort of, does it become natural, or are you still nervous about going on stage? How do you feel about that?
This
is Beth.
I think when we first started, we started in a little pub. We just did an open mic night, and then we were just shaking so much. And I think we've done it for 2 years now. I think we don't really get as nervous about things.
We've got better at hiding the nerves.
I think but my legs don't shake anymore, but I kind of feel nervous inside.
Yeah. It's a great buzz though, isn't it?
It's good
to have a bit of sort of nerves, I think, because it shows that you care about what the performance is going to sound like. But I think we're definitely more settled with ourselves.
We're looking forward to seeing you at the Pavilions. So it's Wildwood, Kin, Cara Dillon, and of course Seth Lakeman. And Seth, the new album, have you got a name for it yet?
We haven't actually got a name for it. No, we haven't.
We've
got lots of songs.
Yeah.
20 or more songs. But I think this is a sort of record that didn't start off with a title as such. So hopefully
we'll have to go
one will come to fruition.
Well, whatever you call it, we look forward to hearing it. And now you're going to sing and play. So what are you going to sing for us?
We'll sing you a song called The Stranger, if that's all right. Yeah.
Anything is all right as far as I'm concerned. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you, Tim. Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.